Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question focuses on the name Emmanuel. You hear it in Christmas songs, you read it on cards, see it on holiday signs around town. It's a familiar word mostly seen and heard here at Christmas time. But there's more to Emmanuel than you may realize. It's the biblical name Matthew assigns to Jesus in his account of the Christmas story. Here's the verse. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, John, tell us what Emmanuel means, and why is that so important?
Yeah, Denny, it's a beautiful name. It's a magnificent name. It's a name that inspires awe and wonder and worship at the highest level, because Emmanuel means God with us, or better, with us, God, because the last two letters, E-L-L, are the first two letters of the name of God, Elohim. This is the name God with us. And when the angel announced, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, the angel was announcing the incarnation of God in human form. This is not just a title. This is an identification of Jesus as the God-man. The Old Testament repeatedly promises that God is present with his people to secure their destiny in his covenant. The tabernacle and the temple were intended to be symbols of that divine presence, and the glory of God came down. But in Christ, God dwells among men in visible flesh and blood, more intimate and personal than any appearance in the history of redemption. Emmanuel, God is now with us in the fullest sense in Christ.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more teaching from the book of Matthew, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.